Get it? Armadoxy for today. The Super Bowl is an event unparalleled in the United States. It attracts a wide variety of people to an annual display of athletics and dramatics. Much more than a football game, the Super Bowl has become a phenomenon with its high-priced tickets and astronomical advertising fees. I mean, let's get the statistics out of the way first. This year, the average price of a ticket was $9,000. The stadium was filled with 70,000 plus people. The cost of advertising, $7 million for 30 seconds. Yes, that's half a minute of time. And an estimated 113 million people viewed the game on television and live streams. The theatrics of the Super Bowl is not limited only to the halftime show. Actors and celebrities are commissioned to sell everything from alcoholic drinks to food products, from invisible wireless service to very visible luxury vehicles. Of course, it's all calculated on the returns. If an advertiser is going to spend $7 million for 30 seconds, be assured that they've calculated the return and will be many times over. That's good business, and it has been the business of the Super Bowl advertisers until this year. The product this year? Jesus! The Christus set up a beautifully orchestrated campaign of pictures and sayings of Jesus to bring the point home that he gets us. On a week where Jesus is celebrated in the actions of Vartan and Leon, these commercials made it clear that Jesus is alive and well and talking to the world today. I mean, you know, people heard, because immediately after the ad aired, both sides of the political spectrum, the left and the right, criticized the advertising of Jesus in this manner. Yes, just as he did 2,000 years ago, so too now, he is shaking up the establishment. So they spent $20 million on advertising. And what was the return? In proclaiming that Jesus gets us, the purpose or the calculated return is to challenge us to get him. This coming Sunday is called the Day of Good Living in the Armenian Church, and it is followed by the beginning of Lent on Monday. Lent is about how to get him. Yes, God understands us. Jesus gets us. The question for us is, do we get him? The 40-day period of Lent begins with an invitation to get him. The Armadox practice of abstaining from animal products in our diet and increasing our time in private prayer and acts of charity sets us on a course to meet the resurrected Lord at Easter and to take him with us into and in our lives. In other words, 40 days of Lent prepares and arms us for the 325 days of the year that follow. Join me on the Lenten journey beginning this Sunday and continuing every day as a daily message, Armadoxy for today. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for hearing my prayers and understanding me. As I prepare for the Lenten season, open my heart to your love so that I may grow spiritually to hear the answers to my prayers, and how your word touches my life every day. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.